low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver, 98.9 WXCO, as Marathon trailing Edgar 23-21, but the Raiders pulled it together much better down the stretch there in the first half. Rough start of it a bit. More on the mental side, I think, than anything. Just turning the ball over and not very confident in their offense. Defense got them going, though, however. And they will come out looking to tie or take the lead on the opening possession here in the half. All right, here's Chenpeng Pakatong off the inbound. She'll bring it across half court and set up the Red Raider offense. And just like that, a turnover but dribbled out of bounds. Oh boy, Emery Borchardt anticipated that pass and was headed up the far sideline but couldn't do the tightrope walk. And that gives the ball back to the Red Raiders here. All right, near corner, Pakatong. Pakatong to Sapinski. Sapinski to Kayla Heisey, top of the key. Back near corner, Love. Down the lane, almost walked out of bounds. Raiders work the perimeter. Miley Helke now. Helke and Emery Borchardt in a fairly spirited defensive effort here. Now Heisey leaves it. Love, wide open three. Got it. Raiders' first lead of the game as it's Emma Love. Hits the three, and the Raiders up 24-23. On the opening possession here, the second half, their first lead of the night. Now the Raiders will try to get after it defensively. Mellenberger around the perimeter, ends up into the hands of Isabella Kaiser. Down the lane she goes, but I think she's bumped here by Kyla Heisey. And knocked out of bounds, so Heisey. Yep. So Kyla Heisey with her second first team foul here in the second half against the Raiders. Chad Holmes tomorrow with the West Boys. They'll host Green Bay East. Saturday, Central Wisconsin Storm. Fireside Edgar, a clanker from three-point range off the inbound. Storm ranked once again. They'll be at Lakeshore Lightning. 1:30 on Saturday, and then Monday, Marathon Boys. Here's a three for the Raiders. It's good. Another one. Caden Sapinski drills it. Back-to-back threes for the Raiders, and they're up by four, 27-23. Boy, she got the pass, was wide open. I think I heard Jeff Schneider say, take it. And she certainly did. Now Chenpeng Pakatong going to get whistled for a bump here, I think. Yep, just off balance a bit. So that'll be her first foul. But the Raiders now have turned this around to a four-point lead, 27-23, 16:36 to go. All right, Isabella Kaiser. She shoved off, but all right, now they'll get in the hands of Chloe Mellenberger. Mellenberger near side, Mellenberger to Borkert. Now around to Halverson. Now far side, it is Koepke. Koepke on the dribble and launching a three. That's no good. And it is Miley Helke getting bumped. And a jump ball. Oh, my goodness gracious. Raider fans here are going nuts. As Helke was elbowed, bumped, and then they call a jump. So, a lot of stripes in the stands, that's for sure. All right, Brandi Halverson on the inbound to Emery Borchardt. Borchardt off far side. As it's Edgar, now another three from the near side. This is no good by Mellenberg. Raiders get the rebound here. Another jump ball, and this is going to stay with Marathon. Or should go to Marathon here. And Jeff Schneider having a talk with the backside official here about all the contact inside. And Pacaton quickly ahead to Kyla Heise. 27-23 Marathon. And Pacaton a leaner. That's no good. And Edgar with a rebound. Not a very good shot by the Raiders here. Up the near side, Helke. Double team comes in the near corner. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul here against Caden Zapinski. That's her first, third team foul against the Raiders. And Sapinski a little too aggressive along the near ball, near side, knocking Brandy Halverson. 15:37 to go, 27-23 is the Red Raider lead. Borkert to Halverson, almost lost the dribble, now gets it back. Raiders trying to extend their defense a little bit here. Love over, getting, gets the tie up. They go far corner. Edgar down the lane, back top of the key, and the long range three is no good once again by Mellenberger, and the Raiders get the rebound. Kyla Heise going to bring it up. Slowly near side to Helke. Helke inside, tried to wrap a pass into Emma Love, but it's intercepted. As that is Savannah Koepke. That is 13 turnovers against the Raiders here tonight. Down the lane they go. Easy layup is no good there by Savannah Koepke. And now I think we're going to get a whistle and a reach-in foul against Edgar that delights the Marathon fans here. So, so it is Savannah Koepke gets the foul, her first. Maven Schneider checking in here. And it is Caitlin Love in and Danica Poshik in. Let's see who else here. Macy Mishka is in, so Emma Love will stay out there for the Raiders. Schneider, cross half court, tied up instantly, and it's going to Edgar. Boy, simply they just brought the double team, kind of forced her to stop and clamped onto the ball. Not much Maven could do there. Got to get rid of the basketball earlier. 14:49 to go here, 27-23, the Marathon lead. Raiders looking for win number 11 on the season. Off the inbound, Brandy Halverson, spin move around, lost it, gives up the dribble, dead basketball, loose on the floor, poke free again, we'll get a pile up here, now we're going to get a jump ball, it'll go to the Raiders. So Edgar will turn it over, Macy Mishka down on the floor as well. 14:39 to go here, and we go back and forth on the possession arrow. Scoreboard operator getting the workout on the possession arrow here. 4-point lead for the Raiders, and they have the basketball. Caitlin Love to Macy Mishka. Mishka. Boy, nobody moving away from the ball here for the Raiders. Now they do. Danica Poshik. Near side. Poshik sets a screen. Caitlin Love. Long range three is good. Caitlin Love hits the third three of the half. And just like that, the Red Raiders have a 7-point lead, 30-23. Coming up on 14 minutes to go. Edgar driving through traffic here. They'll go to the end, now wrapping a pass inside. Nifty move there, layup is good. Savannah Koepke with a bucket. She's got 8 points here tonight. 13:55 to go in this one. And the Raiders with a 5-point lead now, and they have the basketball. Danica Poshik down the lane, off the glass, a rattler, no good, a rebound underneath, try to get a put back, Emma Love with it, out high, Maven Schneider with a three, and that is off the mark. Raiders get the rebound, Poshik, and a jump ball that'll go to Edgar. So the Raiders, a couple of cracks at it. And it'll go to Edgar here on the jump ball possession. 13:30 to go. 30-25 is the Marathon lead. Again, they trailed by 10 here in the first half. Full court pressure by the Raiders. Caitlin Love over the top of her, far side. Mellenberger open three is good. We're going to call it a three. Yep, thought she had her foot on the line. Mellenberger hits the three. We've got a 2-point game, 30-28. Caitlin Love ahead to Miley Helke behind the arc, far side. Elke trying to spin her way free. Schneider. Now far corner to Caitlin Love. Baseline she goes, stood up there, threw it away. 15th turnover of the night by the Red Raiders. And now Edgar's going to throw this one away, and Edgar will turn it over. That's 9 turnovers on the Wildcats, just under 13 minutes to go. Marathon will have the basketball with a 2-point lead. 30-28, Marathon with the lead. Our scoreboard brought to you by Brickner Motors of Little Chicago. Caitlin Love, top of the key. On the dribble, hands it off to Miley Helke. She'll look to drive instead. Top of the key, Schneider, around a screen. Had an open shot at the free throw line, opted not to take it. They'll get it inside. Pacek, turnaround shot, no good. She traveled. Took an extra hop step there and turned it over. Kyla Heise back in for the Raiders. Halverson and Kaiser back in for Edgar. 12:31 to go. Raiders holding a 30-28 lead. All right, here is now stolen away. Maven Schneider kicks it up far side. She'll get it back the other way. Tried to drive, now backs off. Comes down the middle to Caitlin Love. Her shot in, no good. Boy, it looked like she was hammered, and a jump ball. It'll stay with Marathon, but man, oh man. All kinds of contact and team fouls here, 3-1, and we've had a million jump balls. So the Raiders will inbound. Inside is Miley Helke. Her first bucket of the second half, 32-28. Edgar now in the near corner, and Kyla Heise just rips it out of her hand. That's the 11th turnover against Edgar. Maven Schneider now on the dribble. Raiders of the 32-28 lead, looking to extend it. Mishka lost the handle on it. Back the other way. Coast to coast. Shot up. Oh, it's blocked. Oh, boy. That was Tindley Maurer, I believe. Yep. On the steal. Back down the other way. And the Raiders blocked the shot. It's knocked out of bounds. Caden Sapinski checks in here for the Raiders. So it'll stay with Edgar after it was knocked out of bounds. Good hustle and recovery by the Raiders defensively there. All right, inbound now. They steal it again. So the Raiders force another turnover. Here's Kyla Heise inside to Caitlin Love. Easy shot off the glass. Rolls off, no good. Helke battles for the rebound. Can't reach it. Now Edgar with it here. Isabella Kaiser. Kaiser across half court. Feeds it ahead to Halverson. Halverson looks. Still nothing there. Boy, Emery Borkhart's been on the bench here for a long time for Edgar. And what do we have? We're going to get a push off here against two. So it's going to go against Kyla Heise on a push off, they'll say, defensively. Her third, fourth team foul. All right, well. Addison Malepsky, Addie Malepsky checks in here. And Kyla Heise will sit down here with three fouls. Physical game here. Emma Love reads this, tips it up. Couldn't come up with it on the far side. Edgar running it down is Mellenberger. Mellenberger down the lane, free throw line, jumper, back iron, no good. But it is Edgar to the rebound quickly, battling inside. It's Koepke, her shot up, no good. Rebound again, Chenpeng Pakaton away with it, around a screen. She'll bring it up quickly. Across, top of the key, Helke looking inside. Oh, lost her defender. She'll come right down the lane. Layup, no good. Boy, she looked to be contact on the way to the hoop again. 10.5 to go. Raiders clinging to a 4-point lead here, 32-28. Arrowwood South girls basketball from Edgar. Baseline move. My goodness gracious. Addison Trawicki took a Euro step and then some. missed the shot, and they let it go. Helke inside dishes. Malepski, long-range three, got it. Addie Malepski drills a three. We're going to get a whistle and a full timeout here taken by Edgar with 10:02 to go. Marathon, a 35-28 lead. Our timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, Edgar with the basketball here, trailing now 35-28. After the Raiders here have now hit four threes in the second half to extend the lead here to seven. Halverson racing around, wide, wild three from the far side. That's by Kaiser. And the Raiders get an easy rebound. Pacatong had it poked away from her. We're going to get a whistle. Isabella Kaiser going to get whistled for her third foul, second team foul here against Edgar. 9:39 to go. Boy, if you're just joining us, Edgar hit the first three shots of the game, led 6-0. At one point, built a 10-point lead with about 8:45 to go in the first half. The Raiders whittled it down to 2 at the half and have been all go here in the second half on a 14-5 run here. Pacatong baseline, spins her way free, a shot up and a foul. And, folks, that looked all ball. So Cheng Peng is going to go to the free throw line. And if that's
foul is number one, Kaiser, her 13th, third.
So the third team foul against Kaiser. And Pacatong to the free throw line where her first one is up and good. You gotta hit your free throws here down the stretch. First points of the night for Cheng. And 9.5 to go. The Raider lead is 36-28. Pacatong's second one rims out, no good. And Emma Love had a hand on the rebound but couldn't track it down. And what do we have here? Now a reach in. And this is going to go, I think, against Caden Sapinski, who turns around and is asking, I think, about a push-off. But no. So it's Addie Malepski, they'll say, that gets the foul. So that's her fifth on the Raiders. I should say the fifth on the Raiders. Here's a running jumper. That's no good by the Wildcats. It is Emily Borkert with the bucket. Now we get a pileup, and what do we have? Jump ball. All right, jump ball again. They'll say it stays with the Raiders. Marathon sets it up defensively now, and let's see, in they go, a shot up no good, but a foul. And let's see, who is it? Addie Malepski with back-to-back fouls here. 16 foul against the Red Raiders. And the foul will go against Malepski. That's the 16th foul against the Raiders. So bonus action for the Wildcats. Raiders tip it away off the inbound, but Restoring order on that is Savannah Koepke. Koepke into the lane and knocked away out of bounds and off the knee of Emery Borkert and out of bounds. So that's a turnover, 13 turnovers. For Edgar, Maven Schneider in, Macy Mishka in. 8:58 to go here, 36-28 is the marathon lead. All right, Mishka dribbling with it, looks to drive in, dishes underneath to Pashek. She'll elevate, shot off the glass, good. Danica Pashek, her first bucket of the night. Raider lead is now 10, and as Jeff Schneider kind of told us here in his pregame, they hope to wear the Wildcats down, and that's what they've done here to a 10-point lead. Borkert in the lane, elevating jumper is good as they quickly work it to her. That's a 9-point lead for her. And let's see where we go from here. Pashek with it, 8-10 to go. Love, wide open three, drains it. Emma Love with her third three of the game. She's got 13, and the Raider lead is back to 9, and a steal away underneath. Here's Love, layup no good. It's Caitlin Love with the steal, had a layup attempt, couldn't get it to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line, as it will be the Wildcats getting whistled for the foul here as Addison Trawicki. Her first, fourth team foul, and it's Caitlin Love for the free throw line for the second time here tonight. 41-30, the marathon lead, and the first one clanks out, no good. Seven of 13 shooting for the Raiders here in the second half, but most notably, five threes. And that has got them going. Second one rattles in good. So Caitlin Love with four here in the half, six for the game. And the Raider lead is their biggest lead of the night, 42-30, a dozen with 7:55 to go. Kyla Heise checking back in. Edgar. Dribble here and stolen away again. The Raiders really get it going. Beautiful pass underneath. Layup no good. As it's Macy Mishka with an easy one-hander, but left it short. Now we're going to get a collision, and Heise's going to get her fourth foul. Oh, just a collision play there. And more importantly, seventh team foul. So it'll be bonus time here. And they'll shoot the bonus here with 7:40 to go. 7-4, the team fouls here.
At the line, shooting the one-on-one bonus is Borkert.
So it is Emery Borkert to the free throw line. We'll shoot the bonus. Miley Helke going to check back in here for the Raiders. But they missed the free throw. Emma Love with the rebound. She'll outlet ahead quickly to Mishka. Macy Mishka. Down the lane, waits for the defenders come, and then airmailed it. Oh, man, over the top of the rim. She did a great job to get herself open and elevate, but just right over the top of the rim. Now baseline here, a one-hander up off the rim, no good. That by Georgia Kometter. Long outlet pass ahead. Pashek waits for it and then has her shot blocked and got it back as Borkert blocked the shot. Pashek ends up down on the ground. And Edgar brings it back the other way in transition. Baseline Kometter is bumped, and Heise has just fouled out of the game. Kyla Heise picks up her fifth foul, so no points for her. And she will foul out, and that'll be the eighth team foul. 7:05 to go here, 42-30. Miley Helke will check in. So that's the eighth team foul, and Georgia Kometter. And let's see. 1-1 here. 7:05 to go. The Raiders have built a 12-point lead here. Everybody getting in the lineup here for the Raiders for the most part here tonight. Free throw is short, and it is Miley Helke with the rebound. To Maven Schneider. And Schneider open in the lane. Spins around, gets it to Helke. Far corner, Pakatong. Pakatong to Miley Helke. They'll play a little catch with it on the far side. Now Helke spinning around. Open three, inside to Helke. A little give and go. Turnaround jumper is too much. Boy, she had a good look. They worked it really well, and now stolen away by Pakatong on the far side. She'll come in, throws it underneath, ends up right in the hands of Caden Sapinski, who will lay it in. She's got five, and the lead now 14 for the Raiders. Full court pressure here. They'll get it ahead to Knetter across half court. Far corner, little head fake there. Borkert, three, and that's back iron no good. Boy, Edgar has just gone totally cold here. Mullenberger now with a jumper. That's back iron. Doesn't bounce around. This could be tipped out of bounds. Should go to Marathon. Yep. So Mullenberger, Chloe Mullenberger, had another good look. Back iron straight up in the air. 6:12 to go here in the second. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout taken here by the Red Raiders. It'll be a full timeout with 6:12 to go here in the second half. Our Brickner Motors scoreboard, Marathon leading Edgar 44-30. Brought to you by Brickner Motors of Little Chicago. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
All right, Marathon will inbound the ball here. They have a 44-30 lead. Full court pressure as a kind of last gasp defensively trying to put on by the Wildcats here. Marathon, a good job to break it. And holding your dribble here, Caden Sapinski to Pakatong, top key Helke. Far side, Emma Lowe. Lowe gives it up. Now they'll reset with Pakatong. Under six to go here. Marathon, a 14-point lead. Hasn't come easy. Had to work tonight for it. But 5:40 to go here. Schneider trying to drive in. Flips it. Emma Love thought about a long ranger on the far side, but no good. Schneider down the lane. Elevates. Now spins around. She gets bumped. No, they say she traveled. Contact was there, but traveled to the basketball as well. 18 turnovers here against the Red Raiders. 5:28 to go. See, we got a shoe issue here for Mellenberger, excuse me, for the Wildcats that they'll let her adjust, and now we're set to go here. Oh, tipped away Maven Schneider on the steal, looking to go coast to coast, back the other way, stops, lets the defender go by, lays it up and in. Maven Schneider, 8 points. Lead pass ahead. Koepke hands it off to Isabella Kaiser. Kaiser to the far corner to Knetter. Travel to the basketball, they'll say. So that is now 18. So the turnover battle here is even, 18 apiece. Caitlin Love, Isabella Varden check in here. 5 minutes to go. It's 46-30 Marathon. Chenpeng Pakatong down the lane, gets it in the hands of Helke. A strong dribble, a strong shot up and good. Boy, just overpowering that time is Miley Helke. And what do we have here? We get a timeout or? No, after the bucket. The ball got loose in the far corner, and they're going to allow the Wildcats to substitute here. Marathon substituting as well, as it's Isabella Barton, who has come in here. Caitlin Love out there. Now Raiders almost still ready. Yep, now they do. Another turnover here against Edgar. Top of the key, Miley Helke to Caitlin Love. Wide open three. Back iron no good. Rebound along the baseline piled up. Barden had it and a foul. So I think Isabella Barden drawing a foul here. And I think it is. Kepke, her second. Team fifth. 4:32 to go. Raiders inbound in the hands of Helke on the baseline. Helke. Front the D out to her. Inside to Barden. Beautiful pass for Pakatong, but behind her. Oh, comes out. Nice job by Caitlin Love to hold it in. She'll get it to Pakatong now, top of the key. Back to Caitlin Love. Love waits for a screen from Helke. Now Isabella Barden with it. And what do we have inside? A lane violation here against the Raiders. So that'll be a turnover against the Raiders here. 4:08 to go. 48-30 in the Marathon lead. Boy, I tell you what, Jeff Schneider here. 15 on his lineup, and he's played 14 out of the 15 folks here tonight. And I think the only person that hasn't played is Katie Lamont because of an injury, I think. No, she's over there. We'll see. So, got it going good here. Helke has it now. Boy, she's been frustrated defensively here. Look at it now, and then threw it away. Oh, boy. Miley a little frustrated there, but we'll get some subs here. Emma Love back in. Maven Schneider in. Danica Poshek in as well. 3:47 to go in this one. The Marathon lead is 18. Stick around for our postgame show. We'll get to our statistics. Brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club. Now stolen away, Caitlin Love. Bucket up and good. Caitlin Love forcing a turnover. She's got 8 points inside. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout here. Taken by the Wildcats. 3:36 to go in this one. Marathon with the 50-30 lead here on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side. And let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
All right, 3:36 to go here, Edgar. And they'll get a quick pass up ahead. No good, but a putback by Borkert. It was originally Addison Trewicki with the shot. Borkert with the foul will get a whistle and a foul.
Foul on number 21, Mishka, her first team. Nine,
so it's Macy five, Mishka with her first. And it's Emery Borkert to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and misses the first. Second one is an air ball, and it'll go to Marathon. So 0 for 2 from the line. 20-point lead here for Marathon with 3:28 to go. And knocked out of bounds here as Edgar still with the first court, full court pressure. Maven Schneider will inbound. Boy, the three-point shooting here in the second half really lit the match and got the Raiders going. All right, Caitlin Love ahead. Hassled from behind by Borkert. Inside, Mischka, no good. Second, comes back. Shot up, no good, but a foul. Second attempt on the offensive glass there for Macy Mischka. And the foul goes against him. It's Emery Borkert, her third. Team sixth. It is Macy Mischka to the free throw line for the Red Raiders. And that rattles in good. Raiders here in the half are now 3 of 5 from the free throw line. 3:15 to go. Second one no good. Rebound is there. Mischka almost got to it. All right, Edgar back the other way, pushing it ahead. Let's see here. Near corner, rolls out of bounds. Tipped away, actually, from Addison Trawicki. And the Raiders looking for win number 11 here on the road. Will host Stratford on Tuesday. Stratford now. Borkert down the lane. Off the glass. Rattles out. No good. Maven Snyder with a really solid rebound. And she'll run the offense here. Coming in. Nobody going to pick her up. Now dishes or tried to. It was knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. Raiders will take on Stratford, who comes in 7-1. That'll be a big one on Tuesday. Stratford at Auburndale tonight. So Stratford and Auburndale packed around. Marathon right there. Of course, Assumption at 7-0. All right, Maven Schneider will inbound for the Raiders. 2:49 to go, our Brickner Motors scoreboard. 51-30, Marathon leading Edgar. And Borkert knocks it out of bounds with authority in the near corner. So the Raiders will inbound once again. Quickly off the inbound. Now they'll wait. Now get it into Caitlin Love. Love. Helke down the lane, had it poked away from behind. That is 21 turnovers against the Raiders. Borkert now, or Halverson, excuse me. Halverson hands it off to Trawicki. Trawicki lost it, Raiders poke it free again. Long outlet pass ahead and an easy layup there for Macy Mischka. She's got five here tonight, 53-30, 2:15 to go. Wildcats push it up. Borkert, top of the key. Down the lane, they'll let her go. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Snyder puts her nose in there and comes away with it. And Miley Helke will bring the ball up, hands it off. We're going to get a whistle and I think a 30-second timeout. Raiders are going to clear the bench here with a minute 56 to go in this one. Pretty solid effort here by the Raiders in the second half. And we'll get a 30-second timeout brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon, here on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
All right, both teams have pretty much cleared their bench here. As they will go down the final 2 minutes here. And here comes Edgar back the other way. Annabelle blocker goes baseline. Nothing there. Open jumper is good. There is Georgia Knetter with the bucket. 53-32 with a minute and a half to go. Bringing it. Addie Malepski will bring it up. Malepski as Applebeck stretches out on her far side. LeBlanc down baseline. Nifty pass there to Katie Cliver. And long-range shot there by Maya Buchberger is no good. But the rebound here to Edgar. Coming up on the final minute to go in this one. Now down the lane. Should have been a travel. They'll let it go. Applebeck, a one-hander up and good. Her second bucket of the night. 53-34. Marathon with the lead. Quick dribble up here And this is Kendall Affelbeck, Madeline Volkman, And now the Raiders throw it away. Will it end up out of bounds? Yes. So Madeline Volkman in there, as Jeff Schneider has used his entire lineup here tonight. 53 seconds to go. The Raiders turn it over, and it'll go back to Edgar here. So Stratford at home on Tuesday is our next broadcast. Actually, we'll have the boys Monday against. Now underneath it is an easy layup for Affelbeck again. We'll have the boys Monday against Mosinee. Girls Tuesday against Stratford. Stripped away again. Near back the other way from behind. The shot hassled there as Tinley Maurer with an effort up no good on the floor. Now down the lane. A shot fired and we're going to get a foul. Interesting scoop shot there by Annabelle Blocker. Whatever works. Not the line. Katie Cliver with the foul. So Blocker to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way, and that is good. Isabella Blocker gets on the scorebook. And what do we have here? Isabella Varden, I believe, in. Yeah. Right, next free throw on the way, and that is good. So, Blocker misses one, makes one. Say makes them both, 53-38, final 20 seconds of this one. And let's see what the Raiders can do here with the backups out here. The wheel with it in the far corner, Maya Buchberger. Inside they go, shot by Varden, no good. She'll crash the boards, and we will get a whistle and a what else but a jump ball. And that will stay with Marathon. Why not? Well, jump ball has been the popular call here tonight, so I guess they'll stick with that. And 5.5 seconds to go. And the Raiders will inbound, trying to get one more look at it. They'll inbound it near corner, and this is Buchberger. Can she get a shot off? LeBlanc coming. She'll dribble it out. She'll hang on, and that'll do it. The Marathon Red Raiders will get their 11th win of the season here tonight as they beat Edgar by a score of 53-38. All right, stick around. We got our post-game show coming up. We'll get you our Marathon Athletic Booster Club stats and the whole story from this one. Perhaps Jeff Schneider will come up and give us his thoughts. Raiders hang in there. They get a 53-38 win. Back to tell you about it in our post-game show coming up on 98.9 WSTU.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends. And a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back here in Edgar, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO Marathon. Let's do the quick math here. Improves to 11-2 on the season. They are 6-2 in the WIC and have now won 10 of their last 11 games. Edgar falls to 6-11 and 2-7 in the Marrowood. They had won 3 of 4 coming in. And we'll come in. So before we get to our Marathon Athletic Booster Club statistics, always a pleasure when the coach joins us, especially after win. I tell you what, coach, not exactly the start you wanted here, but, you know, you never hung your head, you never, you know, and you just finally got it going and, as you said, warmed down and played your style of basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Half, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, you don't, doesn't feel good when you're not playing well right away to start the game. And I mean, we were down 10-12 maybe at one point, and but in the end, I mean, boy, what a growing opportunity for us to be able to, like you said, keep composure, keep playing hard, keep trusting what we're doing, and then just really, you know, play some good ball.
Yeah, and I thought really to be able to do that, because they took it to you pressure-wise.
They did,
and that really got it. And you know, kind of weathering the storm here, but you got it. But you know, boy, you hit some big threes in the second half.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
you've got some ladies. That
Emma's threes were huge. I thought Caden's three was huge. I mean, and the great thing about them is, I mean, I thought we got the ball into the paint, we got the ball into the post, and then it came back out. And those are the highest percentage threes. And boy, just some really good team play by our kids, especially in the second half.
And I think you forced 15 turnovers on them in the second half.
Really?
As well.
Wow.
So, you know, you often look at, you know, hey, let's score and get back in this one here. But I thought, you know, your defense really did kind of set you up.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, we talked about it at half, you know, that we had another level in terms of not playing without fouling. Didn't start the second half that way because we fouled. But but I thought as the half wore on, we didn't allow them, you know, to get to the line, which they shoot really well. And just try to really defend and get deflections and some runouts. And those were big to get us some separation on the scoreboard.
Yeah. I guess lastly for here, when you can go 13 or 14 deep on your bench here, that's a, you know, really, you know, you had probably, what, 10 or 11 that played quality minutes for you.
I thought, I mean.
That's a huge advantage.
Addie Malepsky, you know, I mean, came in and plays tremendous defense. And, you know, inside out again, hit a big shot. So Super proud of her. She's worked so hard, so she deserves it.
There we go. I wasn't lying earlier when I said I'll see you soon. Tuesday, Stratford will be there.
That's great.
That's a good matchup for you.
Great matchup for us. Absolutely. So we'll be ready.
Well, way to persevere on the road here. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
All
right, Raiders head coach Jeff Schneider here as the Raiders beat Edgar tonight 53-38. All right, here's our numbers brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Booster Club. For the Edgar Wildcats, second half they shoot 5-19 from two-point range, 1-6 from three-point range. So for the game, 14 of 40 from 2, 1-10 from three-point range. It's 15 for 50 is what they end up with, and that is shooting 30% on the night. They were 5 of 11 from the free throw line and committed 21 turnovers, 15 of those coming in the second half. Scoring-wise, Emery Borkhart with 9, Savannah Kepke with 8, Chloe Mellenberger with 7, Kendall Affelbeck with 6, and 2 points each for Annabelle Blocker, for Addison Trawicki, and for Isabella Kaiser. As again, the Wildcats now 6-11 overall, 2-7 in the Merrillwood South. For the Marathon Red Raiders in the second half, 7-21 from two-point range, 5-6 from three-point range, and 3-6 from the free throw line. So the Raiders, when you add everything up here, end up shooting 15 of 42 from two-point range, a big 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and that was big. 5 of them coming in the second half, 21 out of 50, 42%, 5 of 8 from the free throw line, 22 turnovers committed tonight here by the Red Raiders. Emma Love, 13 points to lead the Raiders, and after that, Caitlin Love, Miley Helke, Maven Schneider, all with 8 points tonight. 5 points for Macy Mishka, 5 points for Caden Sapinski, a 3 for Addie Malepski, a bucket for 2 points for Danica Poshik, and a free throw for 1 for Chenpeng Pakatong. Raiders have won 10 of 11. They improved to 11-2 overall. They're 6-2 in the Merrillwood South. We'll have that game for you on Tuesday night from Marathon. Pregame programming at 7 o'clock. Opening tip at 7:15 on Tuesday night, and a big one from the Marathon Gym. All right, broadcast schedule coming up tomorrow. Chad Holmes, Green Bay East at the Wausau West Boys at 7 o'clock. Saturday, Central Wisconsin Storm at Lakeshore Lightning at 1:30 in girls hockey action. On Monday, Mosinee at the Marathon Boys at 7 o'clock. Good non-conference matchup there. And then on Tuesday, as I said, we will be with the Marathon Girls as they host Stratford West Hockey at Eau Claire North on Tuesday on Sports Stream 2. And don't forget the big high school sports show Wednesday night. Chad Holmes, Jeff Gress, 6 to 8 o'clock here on 98.9 WXCO. Raiders, nice job here to erase a 10-point first-half deficit, and they come away with the win here tonight, 53-38. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you'll be back with us Monday for the boys, 7 o'clock. Tuesday, the girls at 7 o'clock. Boys host Mosinee on Monday. Marathon girls host Stratford on Tuesday. We'll be right there with you courtside, bringing you all the action right here. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Parts City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
Going on powwow, one of our
that's up north, I guess, right? Just get some information on that. I know one of the things I have to just change gears before we start talking about the
go ahead
the powwow is that I will be at the Capitol and there's the it's not the Women's March, but it's a march to the Capitol this Saturday, and I will be there
Oh. And is that so the People's March?
Exactly. Thank you. And okay. I'll be there. And I think they line up at St. Paul College around 11:30 and they end up at the Capitol at noon, and there'll be speakers and AM 950 will be tabling up there. So I'll be up there handing out, stickers and talking to people, and that'll be indoors. They'll move it into indoors because it will be a little chilly tomorrow. So I just wanted to give I just thought of that, and I wanted to give a shout out that I will be there, and maybe we can talk Haley into putting on her earmuffs and coming out there too.
Yeah, hey, we could show up with a couple of friends and a group of people. It's always fun when you do it together. Thanks for reminding me of that, though. Yeah, that's a big one. The People's March, I think, is what it's called. But
right.
A lot of communities are represented in this march. Come on out, join your neighbors. That'll be fun.
And it's organized from the people after last time Trump won the Women's March. So if you remember that, that was all over the country, but it was a tremendous amount of people up there with
big
their
crowds.
Hats and stuff.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Definitely show up. Thanks for that reminder.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the powwow up north there on this weekend.
For sure. So powwows are one of my favorite things, especially in the winter, because we have so many powwows in the summer. We need them in the winter, too. This is Gitche Manidu Gizis, which is Great Spirit Moon. Sorry for how I said that. I'm not Ojibwe. But Gitche Manidu Gizis, Great Spirit Moon powwow will be this weekend, Friday, January 17th, and Saturday, January 18th. So all weekend.
Yeah, and it's at the Black Bear Casino Resort at the Otter Creek Event Center. That's not that far from the Twin Cities either. So if I don't have the energy sucked out of me from all the cold weather that's going to happen Saturday, maybe I'll go up there.
Yeah, you could make the 7 p.m. grand entry time on Saturday.
Or the traditional feast. Ho!
They're going to have a feast at 5 p.m. I'm on Saturday.
Yeah.
Good weekend.
Yeah. So things are revving up again. And I wanted to mention this too before we end the show, is that Enda Young always has it's going to be their 26th annual Cherish the Children traditional powwow on February 8th and the 9th, which is a Sunday. And so I'm really excited about that. That's a powwow that I really like to go to, and it used to be at St. Paul Central, so it was really close. And could, but got to go to the east side now, go to Johnson. And
east side represent.
Yeah, so that'll be all right because it's in their field house and it's huge, and a lot of parking there. So that'll be awesome to participate and, you know, get my moccasins out there and start dancing. Oh.
Yeah, Inde Young has a great annual powwow. That's the Cherish the Children traditional powwow.
Yeah, and people that don't know about Inde Young, they are they do a lot of things for the community here in St. Paul. I know they have young people staying in there that are homeless, and there's families, and they've really been around the community for a long, long time. And it's funny that, you know, if you ever watched Reservation Dogs and Bobby Wilson wrote one of the series about a similar place of Enda Young, and because Bobby not only was in Enda Young as a youngster, he also worked there with Dallas Goldtooth, and that's how they met each other.
That's right.
So we're all connected, right?
Absolutely. It's that circle.
It is. Hey, thanks, Haley, for everything. This is Native Roots Radio. Everyone, have a great weekend. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. LA area evacuation orders have been lifted in some Palisades and Eaton fire zones, but mask wearing is encouraged. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says they're also cracking down on price gouging that's making it hard for fire victims to find housing.
These predators are looking at the disaster with dollar signs in their eyes instead of kindness in their hearts.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli officials have reached a deal to return hostages after last-minute snags. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he still expects the ceasefire to begin on Sunday, and
we've delivered concrete progress and we've laid a foundation for success, which we will hand over to the incoming administration.
President Biden is honored at the Defense Department's Commander-in-Chief farewell ceremony and says the real honor goes to the troops and their families.
Thank you for your service to our nation and for allowing me to bear witness to your courage, your commitment, your character.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlot.